Let's go. Welcome to iDoll, I Dream of Lists. I'm Scott.
And I'm Evan.
And this is episode 96. And we have a special guest with us today. Paul's here.
Hi, guys. Yeah, happy to be here for the Cortez Kennedy episode. Just a fun name to say.
It is.
Yeah. I think. Seahawks. Sea chickens.
Was he?
That sounds right.
The Kraken.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
96. That's a cool number. I like 96.
Pavel Bure. Pavel Bure. Great. Great hockey player.
Yeah, he was great. Great hockey player. Yeah. Hockey. Cool. What's going on? It's been a minute. Apologies for the delay.
I really wish I had the drop of Chance the Rapper going, let's do that hockey.
No. That's one of the most hockey things that's ever happened, is how the NHL and hockey like embraced that so much and used it in their own comms. And it was like, they're making fun of you, you idiots.
They're laughing at you, not with you.
Anywho, yeah. I blame Paul for not letting us do the pod. I don't know. Yeah. It's been so long. I don't remember what happened, but here we are.
It's gonna be here.
I would say it was me that missed the first one.
Oh, that's right. Landon was sick.
Landon was sick. And then I was sick.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Damn, you know, kids.
With us going back to the office so soon, I was like, Landon, can you go to daycare and get the stomach bug? And then pass it on to me so I cannot eat for a couple of days and just throw up a bunch. And thankfully,
skinny
yes.
When you go back.
Yeah. So I've lost a few pounds because I'm ready to go. I didn't eat for a while.
That's good.
Congrats.
That's a good strategy.
Yeah. I recommend everyone to try it out, because also I learned when I dropped Landon off at daycare, there's something that's going on. I need your guys' take on this. Daycares run wild with nicknames. And like, do you have nicknames for your kids? Do you allow nicknames for your kids?
I mean, I call him like Buddy, I guess. Is that a nickname? Yeah. Like, hey, dude.
That's a term. No, that's a term of endearment.
No.
There's a difference.
I don't know. Is Gabby called like Gabby the Gab Train or something?
The Gabster.
Hmm.
But Gabby is technically a nickname. Her name is Gabriella.
So that was a sanctioned nickname, though.
Yeah.
It's kind of a planned nickname, if you will.
We did her that favor.
Yeah.
What kind of nicknames are you getting at daycare?
Yeah, what are they calling Landon?
Like Land Ho?
No. His nickname. That one. Definitely during election season. His nickname when he was a very chubby baby, they called him Lando Lakes because he was just full of butter.
Okay.
And I was like solid, pretty solid.
It's pretty good. It's creative.
That's kind of offensive, but
yeah. I'd be pissed. But
now it's straight up Lando.
Ooh. Like, see, that's not a nickname to me. That's like a different name.
You're just dropping one letter at that point.
Yeah,
you're
not
still in two syllable territory.
That's true.
You're still in two syllable territory.
And have you ever called him that?
No, I have not.
Does he respond to Lando?
He does not.
That seems like an error. I don't know what's going on over there.
No, because, but I have recently So Angel's not on the Lando train.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
She's not on the Lando train at all.
But, I mean, I just think of Star Mom's Wars.
Hate, Mom's hate nicknames.
Yeah. But for his second birthday coming up, I'm on the Lando train.
You go, are you going full Lando?
Oh, wow. What is that even? So for those not watching at home, I've been put up
a... Like, your background blur made it kind of tough to see.
He put up a shirt that said Lando on it.
I put up a shirt that said Lando.
Did you buy that with your money? Or
yes, Angel's money? Funny story. Yeah. No, there's a racing car driver whose name is Lando, and Landon is now a Lando fan.
I like it. I'm interested in this. In like 20 years, when he gets an internship, he's gonna be like, "Yeah, my name's Landon, but I go by Lando." They're like, "Why?" "Because my daycare did it."
No.
Yeah, I'm not a huge nickname fan. I nixed a lot of names. Because I don't like short. I don't like changing the name that you gave your kid. Sorry, Paul.
That's
a personal thing. I don't know.
I mean, you picked a very unnicknameable name, Scott.
On purpose.
But he's got such a perfect nickname, though. I mean, the Mad Dog.
I was just.
I did mention
Bart
that.
Bart Harvey Jarless.
Yeah. Whitney doesn't think that anyone's going to call him Mad Dog, but it's going to happen.
Really?
Like, she's ignorant to that.
Ignorant. Did she go to middle school and high school?
Yeah.
It depends on how big he is. If he's like a 6'4 offensive lineman kind of dude, I mean, Mad Dog. I could get some recruiting offers.
You know,
Mad Dog Pizer.
You know, in college, that's going to be like the first drink that he buys.
Mad Dog's going to do
Mad one. Dog 2020.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. No one starts drinking Mad Dog in college, though. That's like solidly sophomore year of high school.
High school. Well, yeah. So, yeah. Anti-daycare is giving my kid new nicknames. I would tell him off.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it now.
Unless they're, yeah. Mad Dog's just a fun name to say, though.
Yeah.
That's true. You had a question for me, and I don't know if I ever answered it on names. What's the question? Uh-oh. We lost Evan.
Evan.
He's gone.
Just mad that you didn't answer.
Yeah, whatever. It was a stupid question. We'll just move on. I'd have to look way back.
There we go.
Oh, he's back.
There we go. Okay, I got it.
Good job, Paul. We got through it.
This came from a woman actually named her twins this. Would you name your twins? Amangelo
and Arangelo?
Would you name twins Ross and Rachel if they were brother sister?
If I hate them,
and then part two of that question is: would you rather name them Ross and Rachel or Romeo and Juliet?
So you have to pick one or the other. That's a tough one.
I'll be honest. Juliet's a great nickname. Romeo's a great name.
Yeah, they're just better names.
They're better names in isolation.
Yeah.
They're better names in isolation. When you have to then be like, you'd also have to always introduce them as Julia and Romeo.
That's
There's no way.
And you'd probably get away with it quite a bit. People would not make the connection that way.
Yeah,
this is Juliet and Romeo. You gotta have some separation in there.
We just call it Jules and Ro. Jules and Ro.
Juliet, Mad Dog, and Romeo with the big kids.
Oh, well. I mean, Romeo and Juliet's timeless, and so you don't have to explain it, at least. You could be like, haha, yeah, Romeo and Juliet. Ross and Rachel, in 20 years, you're going to be like, oh, is that from that show 50 years ago?
And you're like, yeah. It's going to be just as timeless as Romeo and Juliet. Just as timeless.
There's a Friends reunion coming. You guys excited about that?
Yeah.
I thought that's what this was.
Hey.
Thank you.
Nice. Another way to stay in touch with people is to do it through the social medias. And we learned something about Paul in the last week or two, month since we last did the pod. Big TikTok guy. And I don't really get it. So I'd like Paul to explain why I should be a TikTok guy like you. Big content creator over there.
There's a reason it's the number one hottest social media platform out there right now. It's hot. Shit's hot. It's just pure entertainment. It's just people making random dumb shit and then just building on it. Like there's so many like memes that people will start and then it evolves into something else. And it's just hilarious to watch it develop. It's just funny. It's just funny. Is it a waste of time? Yeah. I've spent hours when I should be sleeping, scrolling through TikTok in bed.
And that's my problem. After like 10 minutes, I'm like, what did I just do with my life?
Yeah.
I think I'm getting old because I really don't care that I'm missing out on memes and trends. Like it just...
So I downloaded it originally when I was having like weekly conversations with the TikTok team to figure out like, how are we going to do that?
And like how to get those brands into TikTok.
Yeah. It's just that's what the people want. Yeah. I'm there for
even
the
better
ads.
Than Twitter. Even better.
I'm there for the ads more than anything else, really.
I'm a Reddit person, so naturally I'm not allowed to like TikTok. But then again, yeah. I feel like Reddit just like combs TikTok for me for the best of. Because there's still play TikTok stuff out there.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, you're going to waste a lot of time with one of them. You know, it's more, do you like audio visual content or do you like text content? And that's pretty much the difference.
Yeah.
There you go. All right.
It's settled.
Settled.
Yep. Thanks for quizzing me on TikTok.
What? Do you want to? Take a quiz. Quiz. Take a quiz.
It's been so long, I forgot about the intro to the quiz.
Yeah, I did too. Oh, man, it's good. It's so good. All right,
so we got a quiz this week.
Let's do it.
Talk about timeless. Holy shit.
Okay, so this quiz, what it is I'm going to play small clips of three songs. They all came out in the same year. You're going to tell me what year it was.
Okay.
I will say it's
like
from...
we both answer and whoever's no, we'll closest.
We'll go back and forth.
Okay.
And then you have the chance to steal. The ranges 1985 through 2020.
Okay, and we have to get it exactly right to get the point.
The correct year.
There's no like okay. There's no range. You can't be like a year off.
No. Right, just guess
just
a year.
Confirming. Okay.
All right. Any other questions?
I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
Let's give it a try.
Paul okay. Seems excited.
Scott's going first.
Oh, didn't want to do that, but okay.
All right.
So let's go. Yep. Let's go.
Scott's going first. I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Okay, what year was
I'm not gonna get it.
Man.
I made a playlist of all these songs. So
this good. This is a pretty, this took a lot of effort on your part. I know it's in the 90s, mostly because these all get played in the 90s on 9 channel. So like that. Definitely early 90s. So I got a range of like 3 years here. I'm going to go with 1992.
Correct.
Boom.
Wow.
Nice. I thought Sir Mix-a-Lot was a little bit older.
You'll never believe it. I was going to say that as well.
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
92.
Red Hot Chili Peppers was what gave it away for me.
I mean, these were all on the Billboard top 10 at one point in time.
But so we know.
But it was. But it, yeah. But it was released in that year. Right. All right, Paul. Paul's out. Just want to point out, I saw The Fray live 3 years ago at the IRI conference.
They're doing well. That's a good sign.
3 years. Jesus. Okay.
Bunch of nerds out there.
Mid 2000s. 2006.
Paul is correct.
Wow.
2006.
I was going to say 5, so great work. All right. That was impressive. Wow.
1-1. Gee, I did not see this coming.
No.
All right.
We're good. How many questions are there? Like, can I miss one and still be okay?
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's
okay. So there's 3 rounds with a tiebreaker, essentially.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
A lot next of pressure. Up. Yeah.
Tried to do the choruses.
Yeah. All great songs.
Bangers.
Yeah. Oh man. I'm struggling with this one. This is right around.
Man, I feel like DJ Pies mixed these too.
It's way past Pies' time. It's around my wedding. But I don't think we played any of these at my wedding. So I'm gonna go with 2013.
Steel.
Correct.
Steel.
Correct. Correct.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, that was wow. I didn't see.
We did play some of those at my wedding. We did play some of those at my wedding, but we got married in 2014.
There you go.
So that's why I thought it was 2014. Kudos. Wow. This is something.
I am surprised. All right. All right. Good luck, Paul.
Next up.
Fuck.
Give me a run around. When you said run around earlier, sure Scott, I was so excited.
Way to speed things up. 94. 1994.
Incorrect. Scott, do you want to steal?
Well, I mean, obviously, am I going to lose a point if I get it wrong? Blues Traveler, huh? Let's go with, oh God, we already did 93. I'm going to go with 92.
So you already guessed 92.
But oh, then I wanted to guess 93 then.
It was 1995.
Okay, fine.
But isn't the
but this is how we George do it?
Song, doesn't he say? Yeah, doesn't he say something about 94? Didn't they?
He might have recorded it in 94.
Yeah, took that's a while to hit the airwaves. That's what I meant. I thought that was a question.
That's why I'm so fucking confused.
All right.
All right.
Scott's up.
Let's do it. All right.
This one's a hard one.
Bringing me back to the 80s, that's for sure. What, was Paul going to say something?
I thought I only heard two songs. I'm trying to remember the third one. Gloria Estefan, great.
Yeah, then, Bon Jovi, and...
Oh.
I forgot the other one now.
Whitney Houston.
Oh, right. I'm going to go with 88.
Incorrect. Paul, for the steal, high up the game.
I'm going to go 1990.
Incorrect. Fuck. 1987. Paul was, Scott was close. All right, Paul.
You need this one.
Last two questions. Bring it home.
Once Upon a Time in 94, Montel.
I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating, so won't the real.
This is the story of a girl who tried to live and drown the whole world.
Is Nine Days one of the best day bands of all time? That's the question.
100%. They were one of the last bands to play at the Elbow Room before it
closed. There you go. 9 Days, legendary.
In 2019.
That can't be the whole band. They must have lost a few members at that point. That's a hard one.
Well, the first one was Jay-Z.
Oh, big Pimpin.
All right, sorry, you lost me. I'm back.
I'm trying to...
Didn't miss much. Paul's just vamping over there.
I'm trying... Yeah, no, it's fine. I'm trying to place myself with those songs. Where was I at my...
Yeah.
Where was I?
I know both of you were singing Big Pimpin', Real Slim Shady, and definitely 9 Days.
Definitely.
Like, I've got like 3 different years and they're not even that close to each other.
Oh, boy. That's not a good sign.
I'm gonna go with 2000.
Correct.
Wow. It's clutch. I was thinking 99.
So. I was gonna say 99, and then there was part of me that wanted to say 2003.
But, yeah. Way off. That part of you sucks.
99 I was gonna do, but it's like Millennium, and it's like all these millennial songs, and it's
too obvious.
All right.
So Scott. It's 2-2 here.
How are we doing this?
Oh, it's a tiebreak.
Yeah, 2-2 tiebreaker.
Enter into the chat whoever's in there first.
No, I don't think it should be a quickness thing. I think we should both get a chance.
Okay.
Wait, what happened if you guessed the same year?
Yeah,
we can't. Paul can go first. I'll give him that. Confidence. That's how confident I am. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go.
But you still have love for me, girl. It's easy to love me now.
Chingy, man. Chingy.
So Chingy. I'm going to throw this out there. Chingy was not on the Billboard top 10, but
but we know it.
Yeah.
Who doesn't know right there? Come on.
Thur.
Banger.
T-H-U-R-R.
Two R's.
Oh, man.
I got 2 years in my head, so I'll just do whatever you don't do. What was the first song again? Oh, 21 Questions. Okay.
they all about us.
Well, bitty.
I don't know on this one. I'm just taking a stab. 2003.
Scott?
Okay. I think that's too early. I'm going to go with 2000. God. I'm debating. Let's go 2005.
Still undefeated champion, Paul, the Ross Man Boss Man. 2003.
That was right.
Wow.
Yep.
God that damn. Seems early.
I like this game.
Got lucky.
That was a bit of a felt good.
Good game. Oh, impressive.
Yeah, nice quiz. Nice quiz.
No, that's fair. That's fair. Cool. Well, we had a great quiz.
What is 50 Cent's real name?
Well, it's a good name, but Curtis, shit, what's his name?
Curtis Jackson? Curtis.
Yeah. It's not a top five name, though, as far as I'm concerned.
Curtis James Jackson III, though. That's a pretty good name.
Might be a miss.
It's a strong name.
Let's see if we missed it.
That's a masculine name. That's a masculine name, I think.
Let's see if we missed that name in the list this week. If you're tuning into the podcast for the first time, yeah, we do talk about a list at some point.
No one is tuning in for the first time.
No, you never know.
No.
All right, this week's list was heavily debated and really exciting for the fans out there. Really got into it this week.
Big week.
Should we just go into it?
Celebrity names. I think it's all about uniqueness, because we talked about a lot of other things, but it just came out as uniqueness.
Basically,
at the end of the day.
Fun to say.
Yeah. So kicking it off, number five on the list. Number five, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Fun to say.
Good name.
There was a while when I didn't really believe that this was his name. Like before I knew him.
For a long time.
Yeah. Like I just didn't think that was a real name. But
I think it was too long of a name for serious professional actor to have,
especially one that's in like Marvel movies. Like I expected it to be like an 80-year-old Broadway star or something.
Great Doctor Strange. Great no, Doctor Strange.
Just British.
Just British.
Yeah.
That's fair.
A couple kids, Hale Auden Cumberbatch and Christopher Carlton Cumberbatch. Triple C, they call him. Trip C.
Huge fan. I don't know if you guys knew this, but Benedict's huge fan of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Nice.
Easy.
Hence Carlton Cumberbatch.
Mm-hmm.
Might have to start watching that on my HBO subscription. That thing's legit. Watch some Carlton. Yeah. Let's move on to number four on the list. Whoopi Goldberg.
Thank you for pronouncing it correctly, by the way.
Try. The 15-year-old Family Guy joke just did it. Boom.
Saying what weird.
Mic drop. It doesn't get much better than this. I mean, a little bit better.
It's a great name. I mean, it's an all-time name. It's phenomenal.
And you like doesn't matter where you are, whatever. It's always, I know who she is. She's great.
You know what makes a good name is when you can just be the first name. So if you can just say Whoopi's in the movie, boom.
Boom.
you know, one of the things about this list, I was like, do we need to check and make sure these are their real names and not their stage names? Decided against that. I mean, Whoopi would have been disqualified because she's a Karen. Do you know that? She's Karen.
You made the right.
Anyone know the background on why she picked Whoopi Goldberg?
I mean, I could go to Wikipedia and tell you.
I'm not
trying to find it. I mean, it's obviously like Whoopi's a made-up name. That's not a real name. But Goldberg is like maybe the most Jewish name of all time. I don't believe she's Jewish. going out on a limb here.
Well, Goldberg is. Yeah, she made that up too.
I mean, she is the star of Sister Act 1, Sister Act 2, and Sister Act 3.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
There's only two. I don't know.
If you want to talk Sister Act trivia, I'll fucking crush you on that too.
Yeah, make a quiz.
Yeah, Whoopi though. He got winner. And you know we love that.
Boom.
She's a top EGOTter.
Yeah.
Number three on this list. Someone who I wish could get an EGOT. Keanu Reeves.
Has he won any awards ever?
No.
Even People's Choice, or Nickelodeon Awards.
Oh, 100%. Nickelodeon Awards. I'm sure he's won a Moon Man. 100%.
For Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
He was nominated twice for a People's Choice Award. Received two Best Actor nominations at the Saturn Awards. Oh, wait. He won four MTV Movie Awards. So there you go. He's won something. Whew. Thank you, MTV. Just a cool name.
Is that all we got on the celebrity names list? It's just a cool name.
I think that's it.
Why do you think we took so long in the upfront section? Keanu, you're not supposed to put people, it's supposed to be about the name, but Keanu is just great. Seems like a good guy.
Yeah.
Just a good person. Awesome movies.
I mean, you all know how much I love his movies.
I just DVR'd.
What's your favorite?
Three.
Point Break by far. Love it.
I mean, that first Matrix movie.
Well established part of your brand.
Yeah.
Speed.
Yeah, I was going to say Speed might be mine.
Speed.
It's either Speed or the Matrix for me.
You know what? Quick. Fastly approaching
more than John Wick
is John Wick by far. John Wick would be my number two.
It's good.
Those movies are good, except for the whole dog thing. Could really skip over that.
Instrumental part of the plot.
Character needed motivation, Scott. Needed motivation.
He got it. Number two on the list is a fan favorite, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
There it is.
Paisan.
Hey,
Leonardo.
Salami.
Not offensive. We're good. Not canceled.
I'm 50% Italian. I can say that.
Technically, Paul and I together are 100% Italian.
I forgot you were related.
Yeah. It's very true.
Yep.
Speaking of an actor with a lot of need for motivation, should have gotten his Oscar sooner. Just going to throw that out there. But
I mean,
strong name. How about his nickname, Leo? Great nickname.
That's okay. It's kind of lazy, if you ask me.
What's your favorite Leo movie?
Catch Me If You Can.
Very good movie.
Good.
I still haven't seen
Carl Hamratty.
What's the most recent one? Or not? Maybe not most recent, but a few years back.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
No.
Is that it? The Revenant?
Oh, I never saw that one either.
That's the one he won for, isn't it?
Yeah. Probably.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Wolf of Wall Street, that's what I'm thinking. I got to see that.
What? I'm sorry. I shouldn't be surprised that you haven't seen that movie.
It's just,
I don't think I have either, actually.
I've seen it. It's on TV, but it feels like a movie I shouldn't watch on TV. And so.
Oh, yeah. You got to watch the propererly rated version.
You know what's an underrated Leo flick is Shutter Island.
That's good.
I like that movie.
Yeah.
Creepy.
You know what else is underrated? What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Solid movie.
That's a good movie. He's like 10 in it, but it's good.
Inception, great movie.
Yeah, I've got his catalog up here. I mean, like The Departed, fucking phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Django
Blood Diamond Kane. Was really good.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Titanic sucked. I think we all agree on that, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't tell my wife.
One of my favorite things is there's a guy who talks about the plot of Titanic, and he's like, Rose, what a selfish bitch. She just tells a story and then she drops a fucking diamond in at the end.
Kind of, yeah. I'm watching a show right now, and it's with Kate Winslet, and it reminded me of Titanic, and I was like, wow, that was a long time ago.
Oh yeah, Maeve of like, Easttown.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Good, bad?
Yeah, it's good. I like it. Hey. Only a couple episodes in. Recommend it, though. Anyway.
What year was the Titanic released? The movie.
I believe.
1997.
Yeah, I was going to say 97. That sticks in my head. Okay. I don't know why.
Okay. That's part of my quiz. Yeah. You guys are right.
Your quiz is easy.
Go to the tiebreaker.
So there is number two on the list, Leonardo Wilhelm DiCaprio.
It's not Wilhelm, is it?
I was gonna say, if I knew that, I probably would have fought more against it.
That's what it says.
Leonardo Wilhelm DiCaprio.
So you have to say it.
Scott, are you doing number one? Or am I doing number one?
I think you do number one.
Number one on this list. You started off the same way you say Whoopi Goldberg, but Joaquin Phoenix. Great name overall.
Great name.
It's a good name.
Middle name, right. Raphael. Still holds up.
Bonus points.
Solid. How many times have you heard someone pronounce it Joaquin or Joaquin?
I probably have. I screwed it up.
Like Joakim Noah?
Yeah.
Dude's probably still playing.
Oh, it's the Joakim brothers.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, his brother's name is River Phoenix.
Solid. Just very great solid. Parents all around.
Parents were high.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Brother River, sister Rain, sister Liberty, and sister Summer. Wow.
Joaquin won that. He won that roll of the dice right there.
It doesn't really fit with the rest of the family. It's interesting. Favorite.
I feel like the.
What?
What's that?
What?
I was going to ask your favorite Mr. Phoenix movie.
Walk Hard, The Dewey Cox Story.
It's pretty solid. I'll tell you my worst, The Village. That might be the worst movie of all time.
He's not in that movie, by the way.
It says he's in it.
Joaquin was in Walk the Line, not Walk Hard.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Same thing.
I thought... I like.
I've not seen The Joker. Do people like that?
Yeah, I haven't seen The Joker either.
I like Joker. That was good. I think I've talked about it. But yeah, there you go. That's the list. Anything else on him?
Yeah, probably the Gladiator.
Nope. Yeah, that is probably his best role. Yeah. That's a good movie. Kind of want to watch it again. It's been a long time.
It holds up. I wonder when that one was released.
I cheated because I'm on Wikipedia.
It had to have been 99, right?
No, incorrect.
2000.
Wrong. Paul wins again.
Wrong.
Wrong. So buried in our bones. All right, that was our list. Benedict Cumberbatch, Whoopi Goldberg, Keanu Reeves, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Joaquin Phoenix. We have a worst this week. Paul, you want to tell us the worst?
Yeah, sure. The worst is Chris Evans.
Just a terrible name.
It's just a boring name.
Yeah. Great actor. Gonna throw that out there.
It's fine.
I like him a lot.
He's a top Chris.
Two first names is such a curse. You don't want to have two first names.
I mean, bonus points for it to be the plural of Evan, but still, it's rough.
Not enough.
Can't have two number ones.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Correct response there was nope, that makes 11. Come on, guys. Come on.
It's been a long podcast. That was the lip.
We have to get through all the comments too.
Yeah. We got a lot to get through here. So let's move on to the comments. There you go. Evan was a little quick on the trigger.
Let's go.
All right.
Let's go.
Other ones on the list. Do we have any other ones?
Goldie Hawn.
Yeah, it was fine.
The ageless Goldie Hawn.
Yeah. She's okay. She's fine. We did have one comment on Instagram, which was Sting.
Mm.
Solid name.
We did. Then you could go to like Prince.
You know, the artist formerly known as Prince.
Paul, you had one that you really liked. Piper Perabo. Is that how you say it?
Piper Perabo.
Perabo.
That's why it didn't get any consideration because you don't even know how to say it.
I can't pronounce the last name, so.
Yeah, it's a fun name. Like
it's a good name. Let's just go down the list. Sterling K. Brown, Minnie Driver, Rip Torn, Don Cheadle. They all got some love.
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry. Chadwick Boseman. Boseman. Rossman.
All right. R.I.P.
Samuel L. Jackson was not in consideration, even though Evan thought it was. Yeah, for the record, Evan didn't really get the list for a while here. He just started naming names.
If you had a names middle initial, liked. Then Evan liked it.
Samuel L., Michael J., Ryan Reynolds. I'm not sure why that's even a part of this list.
Great alliteration.
Sure. You just wanted to talk about Ryan Reynolds, I think.
We watched The Proposal in like parts over the last three nights.
It's a good movie.
Good movie.
It's really good. It's a top five.
We need to do the Sandra Bullock list. We need to do the Sandra Bullock podcast at some point.
Did we ever
People
do the
want
list?
It. They want our hot takes. No, we did the list. Oh. We never did a podcast for it.
We never did the podcast. That's right.
That's too bad. You guys can go over on that one. that's who we thought about.
All right. Sounds like a pod.
This started from a Mindy Kaling tweet.
That's right.
God.
Credit to Mindy Kaling. Our favorite. Nobody agrees
not
with
the
that.
Worst.
She's great. Nobody dislikes her. She's perfectly fine. You either like her or you're fine with her. You can't hate her.
Yeah. I don't get it.
And I officially, as a person on my business, I cannot dislike her for the next year or so, even if you gave me good reasons to. So
That's fine.
I don't see the fit. I don't really see the fit, if I'm going to be honest, but
it's not my decision.
Okay.
But yeah, all right. There you go. Cool. Mindy Kaling. Thank you for the idea. You know, longtime listener, big fan. And she gave us this idea. She was like, you guys need to do a cool list. She actually added us on TikTok. We could make a TikTok page and do like quick pod announcements, you know. People are looking for that.
Drop his audio clips in there.
Yeah, I could just we can make this a big thing. What up with that? What up with that? And just put that as the list comes up, just that song.
Sounds really great. It seems like a lot of work. That's the one thing about TikTok creators. They seem to put a lot of work into their 20-second videos. Yeah, that's all right.
Well,
cut it.
I gotta go scroll through TikTok now.
All right. Thanks for joining us, everyone. We'll be back next week with another fantastic rendition of the podcast. Evan? How's your podcast going? Have they made it to 100 yet?
I think they're at 97, so they're beating us.
You gotta catch up. All right. Well, thanks for joining, everyone.
See ya.
Bye.